What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We wanted to reach out to Brooks Boyer, the man in charge of so many things on the South Side with the White Sox, but really a marketing and promotions guy at heart.
Thanks for having me. But, you know, the players, you know, may not be able to dance, but I do think a radio show dance off in between innings.
All right. We'll think about it.
My mom says if there's a depression, that I'll have to enter a dance marathon. Because I'm the man of the house. I better start slow.
The radio show dance off. How would you do with that?
I'm not uncomfortable dancing.
Good. All right, well, I think we dominate. I was thinking we had to go against some of our own shows. You know what I mean?
Well, then we have no chance.
Against Layla and Marshall?
We have no chance.
Really?
It's that damn Hansel. He's so hot right now. Pop and lock and fool. They're breakdance fighting.
Dark Horse Bruce Levine.
You guys know this because you have people like myself.
Well, current stage Marshall.
Oh, that's true.
Let's do this ASAP.
No, you're right.
What advice would you give a first-time stadium swim goer?
Are you drinking beer out there? Are you drinking vodka lemonades? Or
I'm injured right now. No alcohol because of the medication.
Okay, gotcha.
And I know the secret weapon to get Layla off her game. It's to steal her Nuts on Clark bag. That's what you do. You get that, and then she can't function.
I mean, it might, though, be like the last few minutes of You Got Served. It might anger her to the point where we get the best dance performance ever.
What happened to him, Doctor?
He got served. Worst I've ever seen.
Old fool went down to the OC to try to reason with the other team. And he got served up something fierce.
Oh, Lord.
His dancing was so fast, I couldn't do anything. His moves were so original, so inventive. We just got the x-rays back. He mostly got served here and here. But the worst serving was here in the pelvis region. The road to recovery will be a long one.
Man, it is about to get crazy up in here.
Aw, yeah.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. A Friday edition of the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have a lot of fun and a lot of information to throw at you between now and 6 o'clock. We also have a bunch of stuff that we would like to give away. We've got tickets to our show in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio on September 4th. Which is going to be amazing. Dave Wansett's going to be there. Olin Krutz is going to be there. Dave said yesterday that Troy's a lock for the show.
Oh, let's go.
On Thursday, so that's going to be good.
That means the 8 beer will probably be flowing.
Yeah, I got my cap, and I fixed the cap that Troy sent
us. Oh, yeah, because it had the bar across the front. You don't
I
like
hate that.
That. But it's not a bar as much as it is a string.
Yeah,
right?
So I just took that off.
So I got to say, I loved the open, thrilling to hear so much of that South Park episode. But what I really need to do, I got to watch, the last 10 minutes of the movie You Got Served?
Yes.
You told me the other day that it's great, and you told me I don't need to watch the first buck and a half.
No.
I don't need to watch the first 90. I can just
watch the last 10 minutes of You Got Served.
All right, movie night with the Roobster tonight.
Well,
Solo.
He can watch the whole thing.
Maybe
he joins a dance crew. I don't know.
Man, then we'd be getting somewhere.
I think that would be dope.
God, there were dance crews when I was his age.
Yeah.
There's a lot of my friends were breakdancing.
That's what we did.
They had moves. They were ready to go.
I grew up on a corner. So, you know, like we had the cardboard boxes. We were out there doing our thing back in the day.
Yeah.
Not anymore, though. It's funny because there are a couple yoga poses where you kind of get down and I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember, like, this movement,
I remember,
and now I can't do it.
So if Run DMC was playing, would you more easily get in that pose? Would it get the muscle memory going?
I don't know. I just know that it might be dangerous. If I'm doing it slow motion and I'm sitting there going, this doesn't feel right, what it might do if I busted out a windmill. Like, I think that would be insane at this point in my life and my career as a breakdancer. Sean is here. Is this your last day with us, Sean?
It is, yes. Man. Alex Kuhn has confirmed with me he's listening to the show on his flight back.
That's a problem. Why is Alex listening? So we can like catch up on stuff he missed? Yeah,
he's actually grading my performance. That's how it ends here. He gives me a performance review. That's on the way out, so I know for next time.
Not the first guy to be doing that today.
Fair enough. And I think you've been pretty good.
Do you want to say that louder into the microphone? How good have I been done?
Sean has done a great job of EPing the show while Alex has been in Europe.
You know.
I want to cut that, Tanny.
You should.
Yeah, Tanny, make sure you include my
Yeah, I'll erase it from the FCC. That's all.
Walk on down the hall.
Tanny is here. Yeah. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello. Oh, I'm going to be watching that Bears game tonight. It's a Bears preseason game. I was thinking about it, Lawrence. And this, historically, would be the kind of game where
you
I watch.
Blow it off?
Well, no. I would definitely watch or DVR and go through with details. With it in detail for all of the Caleb Williams portion, the first team offense portion, and specifically the Caleb Williams portion. We're in the business of dissecting that man and getting ready to follow that man and watching this relationship develop with Ben Johnson. But I was realizing today that ordinarily I would then be like, all right, I'm out. I don't need to watch the rest of this perhaps, but I'm more interested to watch the Tyson Bagent portion of tonight's game than I was earlier in the week.
You said this, and I was trying to figure out what the angle on that is. Why?
Because Tyson Bagent is no longer, in my mind, just a Ryan Poles scouting find that Luke Getsy helped him with, because Luke Getsy was a coach with him at the Senior Bowl. Remember that? And he's no longer just a guy that Luke Getsy believed in for a year, or a guy that Shane Waldron believed in for a year, and Ryan Poles and other inferior football minds leaned on. He comes Ben Johnson approved now. And Ben Johnson's approval and his valuation on Bears assets matters a lot to me. Yeah, and like, this is the godhead of development for the Bears organization. And he thinks a lot of Tyson Bagent, and he sees a lot of himself. This cut from Ben on Tyson has been rolling around my head all afternoon or all day as I was thinking about this.
He and I are probably wired very similar. Just the when he enters a room, he's usually all business. And so to get him to crack a smile sometimes is a challenge, which we like to do. We like to, as coaches, you try to find that right balance of having a little levity at times. But
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At the same time, making sure what we need to get across gets across. And so we try to loosen him up. So because he's so serious about his job, he wants to do so well and he wants the team to do well that he's always locked in. So I can appreciate that about him because I can relate.
So Ben sees a lot of himself in Tyson, and he's previously talked about what he thinks of his skills, what he thinks of his attention to detail. And I find myself taking Tyson a little more seriously, not as a Bears quarterback to be, and I'm not trying to stoke those flames.
Kind of feels like you are.
Here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to think of the Bears as a potential and future quarterback incubator because of Ben Johnson, where, like we were talking the other day, where Tyson Bagent can put in a couple years here, then maybe get traded somewhere. And you can flip that. Remember all those years when the Packers would flip, you know, they flipped Brunell for assets, Aaron Brooks for assets. Who else? Matt Hasselbeck. They just kept coming up with dudes. Like Matt Cassel became something for the Patriots. Like you can find guys, if you've got a good system, you can find guys and have them as a backup and then send them away for draft picks easily. And maybe Ben Johnson can build that kind of thing here because of the respect he has around the league.
I don't care about that. The only incubation of quarterbacking that I want Ben Johnson to do has to do with the number one overall pick from last year. I think that the Tyson thing is already a win. It's a win for Tyson. It's a win for his family. It's a win for Ryan Poles. And maybe it's a win for the Bears as far as having depth at the quarterback position. I don't even want to worry about like whether or not Ben Johnson is developing backups to get assets for the Bears. I want him to hone in on number 18. And that's where I want his focus to be. The celebration for Tyson is warranted and we should have it. And it shouldn't be any more than that.
But didn't you think at the beginning of this camp that there was a shot that Tyson wasn't even going to make this team? Even earlier in the offseason, hey, they got Case Keenum. Anybody else could be number three. You thought Case was going to be number two. So did I.
No, I don't know if I thought he was going to be number two. I thought that because Case is kind of at the end. I kind of felt like they were hiring a quarterback coach. I just wanted him in the room. To me, it wasn't about who plays second. It's who's in the room watching tape with Caleb.
I get you. And I'm not trying to put any opinion on you. I'm just saying I didn't think much of Tyson. And I feel like as you and I talked, like the fact that Ben has had this offseason experience and now bought in on him and approved an extension makes me want to take Tyson a little more seriously.
What I think is interesting is, and I've been saying this for the last couple of days, there's been some pushback on it, but it's funny because now the money actually bears it out. I've said that Tyson Bagent is QB 40, and he's being paid as if he's QB 39.
Red wine.
Not UB 40, that's a different thing.
Stick lost. Sorry,
if he is able to, in a situation where Caleb doesn't play 17 games, because he did play 17 games last year, and that's being sacked 68 times, which is amazing that he was able to play and finish all 17 games last season. It's a fun story. It's a good camp story. Maybe it matters later on, you know, in November or whatever. You have a game where Caleb gets dinged and Tyson comes in and holds everything down.
He already had to do that a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but now the stakes are a little higher. Like you feel like these are higher stakes that we're at. But I'm
picturing ribeyes hanging from the rafters because that's how my brain works because that joke makes me laugh.
Well?
You know that one? A guy walks into a bar, sees two ribeyes hanging from the rafters, and a guy next to him says, I bet you $20 you can't jump up and hit those. And he's like, no, I can't do it. The stakes are too high. Thanks, everybody. Come on now. Who's with me?
I was just thinking of De La Soul.
That deserved a rim shot.
Thank you, Chuck.
That's okay.
3 feet high and rising?
No, the stakes is high. It was literally the name of...
Oh, okay.
So,
see?
That's what I was thinking.
I got you.
I'm also thinking about the steak you're going to owe me when Kyle Minogue guy gets cut. But that's a different thing.
Hey, listen to Chris Sims real quick. Chris Sims was talking about this thing about the Bajan extension and Ben Johnson. This is Chris Sims.
It's unusual that you see this type of situation. Like you said, first-year head coach, quarterback who's not the franchise or anything like that. Let's extend him right now in the middle of training camp after two preseason games, so we know we got him. It speaks to, I think, one, the talent the kid has. He's liked in the organization, right? He's got some starting caliber physical traits there. Ben Johnson's going to have like that Shanahan effect where every good backup type quarterback's going to go, I want to go there, right? Because they know if they get a chance to get in the game, they got the right support system around them with the play caller to make them look good. And so it makes sense from all angles here. But what a great story for Tyson Bajan. Really, really happy for him.
So there, like the Shanahan idea, and like, it, you know, it totally goes back to me feeling like the Packers just were running a game on quarterbacks. Matt Flynn, a texter, points out, getting you whatever you got. You know, him, actually, no, he signed the free agent deal in Seattle. But
after the 6 touchdown game.
Yeah. But like all those times.
But had he done that sooner, they probably could have flipped him because he does that the last week of the regular season that year.
You're right.
Right?
You're right. But, like, you know, it's also Ryan Pace coming in here and saying, I believe we should draft a quarterback every year and not doing it, you know?
It's frustrating.
I want to be that kind of place, that you've got the quarterback guru and you draft him and you build him and then you send them on their way.
If he's the quarterback guru, great. Like, when I look at what Malik did last year for the Packers with LaFleur, where it's like, hey, this guy comes in, he's not even prepared, he just kind of got off the plane and he's out here winning games for you.
Yeah,
terrific. But his number one job is still, can you make it so that Jordan Love doesn't do Brett Favre type stuff? Like, that's the goal. And so that's how I'm going to judge Ben, on whether or not we get to the end of this and are convinced that Caleb Williams is the dude.
I get you. So do you have interest in watching Bajan tonight? I have the interest that has been piqued because Ben has approval.
I kind of feel like I know what Bajan is. I don't know if I need to even see him in this offense. Hmm. I think I know what he is. I think he's QB 40. I think that he is one of the better backups in the league.
Keep me rocking all of the time.
And that's
red,
and that's good. Like, that's impressive.
Can you go with a different number just to keep me from getting
QB
triggered?
QB 39?
Okay, yeah. I got nothing there. I don't even know that band.
Because I think that's exactly where his money is now he's QB 39.
Okay.
Money-wise, so I guess he could be that.
That would help keep the show on track if you do that.
I mean, I also like UB 40, so if you want to get sidetracked and do some of that stuff, I'm totally okay with it.
All right, good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.